I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
In celebration of the reopening of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum and the former president's 85th birthday, we sat down with Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter to talk about the highlights of his presidency and his hopes for the Carter Center.
Do you have another question?
Yes. How did your post-presidential career emerge?
Well, my post-presidential career was forced on me because I was involuntarily retired as a result of the 1980 election when I was not reelected. And at the time that happened, I was one of the youngest survivors of the White House. And I realized just from, you know, statistics that I had 25 more years of active life in prospect. What am I going to do with 25 more years? I didn't want to be involved in commercial affairs. I didn't want to go on a lecture circuit and just make a lot of money making speeches. I didn't want to work for corporate boards. So what am I going to do? And I knew that both I and my wife had a great potential influence around the world. Having been president of the greatest nation on earth, we obviously had access to everybody we wanted to meet. Famous scientists, famous doctors, political leaders, educational leaders. So we had a potential of really helping in many parts of the world in ways that were, I would say, unpredictable and adventurous and exciting, sometimes disappointing, but most of the time gratifying. And we decided to start with by helping people end or prevent wars. That was the original concept of the Carter Center. We're going to form a place here where people that had a conflict going on in their country or they were threatened with a conflict or a war could come here, and I would help negotiate between them and maybe prevent a war. And that was the original idea. And so when we got started with that idea, it soon became clear to us that a much greater and more all-pervasive need was to help people with combating diseases. And these are diseases that are not known anymore in the United States or in Europe or in Japan or any rich country. They've been gone for a long time. Diseases with which you probably never have heard. Dracunculiasis, onchocerciasis, lymphatic filariasis, schistosomiasis, trachoma. But these are diseases we don't know about anymore. But they afflict hundreds of millions of people still throughout Africa and in Latin America and in the poorest and most isolated countries in Asia. So that's what we found was the greatest need that existed among the poorest and most neglected and suffering people in the world. And nowadays, three-fourths of the Carter Center's work in both money spent and personnel effort is in the dealing with what we call neglected tropical diseases. That's the name that the World Health Organization has given these diseases because they have, before the Carter Center, been neglected. They're not any more neglected because we devote our time to trying to address them.
What about the Carter Center's work with free elections?
You know, when we started trying to end wars and prevent wars, we found that quite often inside countries where the Civil War is about to emerge, that you would have maybe two armies headed by two generals fighting each other in the same nation. And so we soon discovered that having an election was better than negotiating. Because I could go to both of the generals and say, look, why don't you let the people of this country decide who should be their next leader instead of you fighting for it? Because we believe that the people will choose the best person to be the president. And this is a part of politics. It's kind of a politics of self-delusion. Both of those generals would think, well, I'm certainly the best person. And if we let the people vote, I'm sure they will choose me. So the Carter Center began to go in and put together a system whereby the people could have their first democratic election in history. And then, of course, one of those generals was disappointed in the election. So we had to get other people to help us, the United Nations and so forth, to make sure that the loser would accept the results of the election graciously, and also the winner would accept the results of election graciously and not try to punish, once in office, their opponents that used to be their battlefield adversaries. So that's the way we got involved in the election process. And after that, we got involved, too, in countries that already had democracy but had a real problem on their hands. Sometimes the ruling party who was in office would so dominate the whole process and put their own people in to run the election that the opposition parties would say, we don't have a chance to win, why should we get involved? So quite often those opposition parties would come to the Carter Center and say, will you come into our country and make sure the election is honest? And we would agree to do so. And they let the people stir up such a furor that the ruling party would also agree to let us come in, being fairly sure they were going to win. But quite often the ruling party doesn't win. So we've now been through, I believe, 75 elections throughout the world, in Asia and Africa and Latin America and so forth, all over the world. Every one of them a difficult challenge, but everyone very important to the people in the country involved. And we've been able to promote democracy and freedom and the right of people to make their own choice about who should be their political leader.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday in September for more of our interview with President Carter. To learn more about the Carter Center and its mission of waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope, visit www.cartercenter.org. And as always, for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.